I was dead. I'm alive now. I just thank the Lord to be here this morning, to be your worship. We sense a such of good spirit here, good presence of God. You know, I was sitting here asking myself, you know, telling myself that you can be in the place of blessing, in the place where you can receive everything you need to be received. You can be in the place where you can bless above measure, don't even know it. Sitting here thinking, Brother Gordon, such of sweet spirit here this morning, good presence of God in our midst. The whole city should be here this morning. Because I know for sure there are people in this area that are suffering, in pain, don't know where to go, what to do, maybe someone about kill themselves because they're so depressed. And yet, there is a place right here. They can come and turn their burden to Christ, and they can be free. But yet, they choose to stay home, to do their own things, and go around the thing that God is doing right here in this city. I've been with Brother Gordon for about almost 30 years, if it's not 23 years. I know he's a great man of God, very knowledgeable. Has a lot of knowledge as far as the things of God is concerned. Be around him, you can be blessed. Receive a lot of blessing. But yet, people don't know it. People don't want it. Put it this way. I know I watched Brother Gordon for many years. He tried everything. He did the things that, you know, the best he knows how to let the people know what God can do for them, but yet they're not willing. That's the way I guess the best I can say. They don't want to accept the things that God provides for them. I believe Brother Gordon is not originally from Kaiser, but he come to be, you know, the mouthpiece of God here in this area. But people care less. The city care less. And I believe deeply in my heart, I'm not asking God to judge the city. Like, you know, thing like that happened before. I'm not asking God to curse the city. But if the city didn't turn to God, if they don't want to listen to the man of God, to the word that God provides for them that can set them free from their bandage, from their evil spirit. I know you're not You don't have no voodoo in here in this city. But there is evil spirit everywhere that would keep people, distract people from doing the right thing, from receiving the word of God as the provision that God, you know, give them. I think they're going to have to answer God. They're going to have to answer to God. Because there's so much word, so much effort, so many activities that being put forth in this area for the people to know that God is existed in this area. God is moving in this church. But yet nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to come. I should say, very small percentage want to accept what God provides for them. My word to Brother Gordon this morning and his wife, we are not any greater than Christ. The Bible said that Jesus came to his own, but they received him not. He came to deliver them. He came to bless them. He came to provide for them. He came with the things that they, to give them the thing that they never had before. But yet, they neglected. They didn't accept him. But I'm glad for the other line. To those who accept him, to those who receive him, give them power to become the sons of God, daughters of God. And I'm glad, Brother Gordon, there is a percentage. Maybe not too big, but you have a percentage here that understand that the Lord opened their eyes wide enough to see that this place can be a help for them, can be a place of deliverance, can be a place of comfort, can be a place of refreshing. You know, we feel refreshed here this morning. I don't know what you have to put, you know, to been through this week, but this morning, in this worship, this type of worship, you can forget yourself, forget all the sufferings you had during this week, but you can have your own fellowship with God. We were fellowshipping with God, Brother Gordon. I was right here. I was in the midst of it, and I receive it, and I am blessed. Being here this morning, I forget all the things that I had to go through in Haiti, all my problems, all the other problem that I have beside my own. I forget all about it. I was blessed. I am blessed. Blessed to be here. Blessed to see. You know, whenever I come to Kaiser, mainly to Living Faith, I receive strength. I know that I am in a place where I can, let me put it this way. Brother Gordon is a man that I trust with my whole heart. I don't want him to hear that. But I love him. Love, appreciate his wife. They've been stick with me for so many years. Support my ministry. This church right here support me faithfully. When I'm not faithful to them, they've been faithful to me. For many, many years, more than 23 years, standing the gap with me in Haiti. Not only send prayer and finances, but physically, this church, people from this church would come to Haiti to serve my people. to bless my people. Brother Gordon has such a great ministry, minister, that when he come, he bless us in Haiti. He teach, he preach. And I am just blessed to be able to come here again. One more time. I don't know how long I'm going to be around Brother Gordon, but I am glad I have a chance to be here one more time to worship with your people. Not too many here this morning, but you don't have to have a lot of people to sense the presence of God. You don't have to be among a big crowd, you know, to feel God's Spirit. You know, I am so glad, so blessed. You know, people around here, like I said before, don't know what they missed. They don't know what they're missing. If they knew what's going on right here, this place would be too small. Too small. By this time, Brother Gordon should be looking, you know, for another bigger church, bigger space. But they don't know what they miss. They don't know. And like I said, I know Brother Gordon, you know, do the best he knows how to approach people, approach ministers. I've been in the meeting with him, with other ministers, try to help them to come together, to build this body, to, you know, be a blessing, to open the people's eyes toward what God is doing. Time and hour we're living in. But they just don't want to accept the fact that they need Jesus. They need Jesus. But we love him this morning. We appreciate what he has done, you know, to get us, all of us here, what he, the sacrifice he made to save us, to be in his grace. I heard this word many times since I'm here. And I think a lot about it. You know, we are in his grace. We covered under the blood. The blood of Jesus cleanses from our sins, set us free from our iniquities. And now we know we cover. We know wherever we go, whatever we do, we're under his grace. Not anything we have done ourselves, because nobody, none of us can help ourselves. We cannot help ourselves. But we know the one who can help us. His name is Jesus. And we're glad we know. And I was ignorant. I didn't know about him when I was young. But thank God, his grace reached me, Brother Gordon. At the time, I didn't even think. I didn't even thought. I didn't know Jesus. I never, you know, have any desire for him as a person that I knew. But he opened the door for me. He, like I said, his grace reached me. And here I am today. Most of my life is spending with Christ. Appreciate that. I was saved. I was converted at the age of 17. I was, I call it young. I will be 70 years old sometime later. I don't want to tell you. Sometime later. But I'm glad. I'm glad I know him. Glad I'm serving him. You know, he protect my life. He blessed me so many, many times. In fact, shouldn't be here today. After what happened in Haiti, you know, last January, I was right in the middle of it. And I am fortunate to be here. I believe that I am standing here is because of God's grace. Jesus, you know, was so merciful to me. Not because I am any greater or better than anybody in Haiti among those who lost their lives, more than 300,000 were killed in that earthquake, and yet I was right in the middle of it. And the Lord saved my life. The Lord protected me. I watch. Nobody here don't. You don't need to see anything like that in your life. Please don't go through it. It's something scary. It's something you don't need to be in the middle of it. And for that few seconds that I have, Brother Gordon, I thought I was gone. But when I came to myself, you know, during that few seconds I had, the only thing I can do or say was to cry out. When the house was going this way, the house was leaning this way, so this much, this far, and I saw the roof almost getting, you know, collapsed, come toward us. And I cried out. I said, Jesus. That's all I had to say. When I cried Jesus as loud as I could, and the house was going that way, this way, turned the other way. The house turned the other way. It didn't land that far the second time. He land that way and come back and begin to shake like that. And goes this, you know, back and forth until I was able to get out. When that just happened, we all fell. We fell on the floor. And the cabinet's door were open. You've been in the house. And everything, you know, fall. Everything fell on the ground and on the floor. And everything broke. And Jesus saved our lives. And then I began to hear houses collapse. You know, the house didn't collapse the same, you know, one turn when the ground was turned like the way, go the other way and collapse. And I was already out, and I watched, and I began to hear people crying and hollering, screaming. And I began to see dust cover the whole area. And I know Jesus was with us. And I know Jesus is with you. And I know His grace is sufficient. I know a lot of people get killed on that earthquake who has a lot of wealth, a lot of money, a lot of land, properties, like I should say. But you know, all of that couldn't help them. I know a lot of people been killed during that earthquake who has a lot of knowledge as far as men is concerned. Very well educated men and women. But their education was not powerful enough to help them during that time. But you know, Jesus help us. And I thank him. I praise him. He showed himself to us that in this so great measure that we can keep putting our confidence, you know, our trust in him. We can trust him for everything we need. We can trust him when we're sick. We can trust him when we're persecuted. We can trust him when we need a job. We can trust him to raise our children. We can trust him in our marriage. We can trust him. You name him, we can trust him for all of those things. We are serving a great God. We are blessed to know that we cover under his grace. We're blessed to know that we have one that we can call upon at the time of need. You know, I was glad, blessed, when I found his favor, when I found his grace. Being a voodoo worshiper, all I deserve was hell. I wasn't doing it myself, but I was pretty active, participate in those activities where they kill a lot of animals. And even offer sacrifice with human being. I watched that. So I should be in hell. I should be ready to go in hell. But his grace, I found grace. I found favor in his sight. That today I am saved. Today I know that I am protected. Because everywhere I go, I know that I'm under his grace. Everything I do in Haiti, I've been through some dangerous things. But I always trust, always believe that I am covered by his grace. And we covered this morning under his grace, like Esther and the Bible. Let's go to the book of I believe it's Esther, the second chapter. Especially the 17th, verse 17. It said, the king loved Esther more than all other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all other virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her the queen instead of Vashti. I know mine is read different than yours, is it? About the same? She found, she received favor. And when you receive favor, you bless. And she was in need. She was in great need. And she lost most everything. But she had a heart that she believed, even though, what you call him, Agai, that's the way you pronounce it, Brother Gordon. She had to make herself in the place of preparation. She had to trust the Lord. After she lost her mother and father, because she was what you call an orphan, and her uncle decided to recognize her as his daughter. You have to help me. You're sitting here, should be translating for me. You see, I take him to Dominican Republic. I translate. No, I'm going to. I haven't yet. I keep saying that. Whenever I take him, he don't know. He's going to have two interpreters. We have two Haitian churches. We have two Hispanic speaking churches. So when you go to the Haitian church, you're going to use one translator. But when you go to the Hispanic church services, you're going to have to use two. So here I am. I'm going to have provide you two translators. And you don't want to help me here. So she was blessed. She was blessed. Because her uncle decided to make her one of her, of his daughter. And verse 17, like I said before, and you know all the details about that. And the king love her. That's my point. The king love her. The king want her to be blessed. And I am glad today we have a king who love us. Not because of what we have done, not because of who we are. If you're thinking about who we are, he shouldn't accept us. We should receive any forgiveness. But he does not care. Wherever you are, wherever you may come from, wherever state you're in, whatever race you may come from, he loves you the same. So the king loved Esther. And the other line said, she found grace. And I'm glad I found grace. I'm glad that I found the favor of God. To know him, to be a one that He make room for. I'm glad he make room for us. Make room for us in the kingdom. To know today, without any shadow of doubt, that Jesus is our King. We don't care what people say. You know, sometimes people know us from the time that we were not saved, the time we were not serving Him. People standing far away condemning us for our past, for what we have done in the past. But you know, we're not condemned today. We're blessed today. We're set free today. We've been delivered today. Because we, under His grace, if it wasn't for His grace, when you go to bed, you shouldn't wake up. We wouldn't get up. If it wasn't for His grace, you would even reach home this afternoon. There is so many things. The devil is so mad at us. So envy, you know, reaching, searching, do the best he can to destroy us, to kill us. This is his job. To destroy our mind, destroy our relationship, destroy, you know, our belief, destroy, you know, everything we're doing, even our ministry. Brother Gordon, the devil tried to destroy our ministry, kill our faith. You know, that happened to me one time, early in my early age. You know, there was a thing happened in my life. I said, if that is God, I don't want it. You know, the devil caused all of that. Tried to turn my faith, you know, turn me around instead of serving God. But we'd go back to serve Him. But you know, I was covered under His grace. You know, I stayed home for 2 months, Brother Gordon. I said, if that is God, I don't want it. But after, I never read my Bible. I never pray. I don't talk to nobody about Jesus. But one morning, I woke up, I heard a voice call me by my name. He said, Preval, you get up and go. After 2 months. And I went back to sleep. And about 4 o'clock in the morning again, the voice called me, Preval, you get up and go. That time I get up and put my clothes on. For the first time after 2 months, I grab my Bible, I get out. I went out. My mother asked me, where are you going? I said, I'll be back later. She said, I know you're coming back, but where are you going? I said, Mother, I don't know, but I'll be back. I get out. I was living in the center of town at that time. And I get into a tap-tap. I didn't know where I was going. The tap-tap went to, you know, the road to go to Pernal, Quai de Bouquet, where you have the round point where you turn. I went to that village and get off of the tap-tap. Well, the tap-tap is some kind of, to those who don't know what the tap-tap is, it's like your bus is here. You get in the bus, you go somewhere. So I get off the tap-tap, and I said, where am I going? You know, I turned to a dirt road. You know, I was in the blacktop at that time. And then I walked so far. And as I was walking and I had my Bible in my hand, there was a lady called me by said, sir, may I talk to you for a minute? I said, yes. And she get closer to me. She said, since I see you have a Bible in your hand, I presume you are some kind of Christian. Would you come and pray for my daughter? And her daughter was in the house. And I said to myself, now you're in problem. You know, and then I thought her daughter was, you know, she was about 17 or 16, I'm not sure. And I thought she had little fever or something. But when I get to the room, she was tied. Her hands and the legs you know, was the foot was tied. And she said, you don't go too close to her because she's mean. I said, now, Preval, you're in trouble. And as I was taking, just a sudden, I felt something came over me. Like a double, you know, power came on me. And I laid hand on her. And I was, that's all I knew. And I began to pray. I pray. And I don't know for how long. After I finished praying, Brother Gordon, I was soaking wet. But I asked her, what is her name? She told me her name, and I called her by her name. But let me go back. When I get to the room, she was not eating or drinking anything for 7 or 8 days. You can hardly, you know, smell her mouth. And her lips was bleeding because she was so dry and she was dehydrated from not eating or drinking any water. And at that time, you know, I felt, you know, deep down in my heart, I thought I could be in the same position that she was. And right this sudden, I was changed. I felt God's power. And I lay hand on her. After I finished praying, I called her by her name. She opened her eye. And I said, at that time, there was more people came. And I said, turn her loose. Her mother said, no, you can't do that. If you do it, she'll destroy everybody. And turn her loose. They turn her loose. And I asked her, what do you want? She said, give me some water. For the first time, for so many days, she never talked to nobody. She was bad. And gave her some water. She said, give me some soup. And they went, make some soup for her. And she drank it. And she was delivered. She was healed. And I was back in my feet ever since. That brought me back to the ministry. You know, we are serving a great God. We are covered under his grace. Not only his blood. We know we're saved by his blood. But it is the grace of God that bring us or brought us under his grace. So let's stay under his grace. Thank him for his grace. Thank him because he loves us. And we can go to many verses in the Bible where they were seeking for God's favor. You know, Jacob was in trouble with Esau. And he made that same statement. He said, if I can have favor, if I can receive grace from my brother, that I know I'll be in peace, I'll be blessed. And he was, when his brother said, I'm going to see him. And he gathered together the thing that he said, he heard that he was going to see his brother. And sure enough, he received the favor, the grace of his brother. You know, God's grace is standing out today. Yeah. For whosoever, for anyone, not only us here today, but anyone that would acknowledge that God is a God of grace, that God is a God of favor, can receive the thing that God has for them. This is the only way we can be saved. We're not saved by what we do. We're not saved because of what we have. We're not saved because of who we are, how much we have, how much we can do, but we are saved because of his grace. Let's stay under his grace, knowing that if you are able to get up in the morning to go to work, you cover under his grace. If you are able to get back home in the evening, You know, to be with your family, knowing that it's because of your of His grace that you can come from work and reach home. Because there are so many things that can keep you, that can happen between work and home. So many things that can happen between the church and back home. But we know that without shadow of doubt, that we cover under His grace. And I'm glad for His grace today. And my prayer today is, God, to keep me under the shadow of Thy wings. Lord, keep me under cover, under Your grace, that I know that I can make it. So people, let's keep thanking Him, because we are covered under His grace. We blessed to be able to know Him and know that we are covered. Because we cover, we don't have to be afraid of anything. We don't even have to be afraid of the devil himself, because we have power over him. The grace of God gives us power. The grace of God gives us, you know, the opportunity to cross this life. You know, you can be serving God for so many years, but His grace will keep you. Remain under His grace. I prayed the other day for a lady. She's 95 years old, and her mind is still good. She said, "I am glad that I am serving Jesus." And she didn't know if I was thinking about it. She said, "I am glad that I am under His grace." Praise the Lord. We are all under His grace. We blessed to be under His grace. So let's do things. Let's think about things that can keep us, you know, cover, remain under His grace. So blessed today. You know, right here in the city of Kaiser, to know we are covered under His grace. You are blessed to be here. Blessed to be in the place where God can keep nourishing our soul, you know, with the word, you know, refreshing our mind by His Spirit. When we come anytime in church, we know that this is a place where we can meet with God and we can be blessed. So blessed this morning to be with you. So glad that I am with you. And we all know we are under His grace. You know, this is the grace of God that Brother Gordon keep forgiving me for those many years that I've been with him. He heard things that can put him, you know, cut off our relationship. But because of His grace, we're still good friends. And I have a place in his heart, you know, his wife's heart, that whenever I come, I always bless. I appreciate this place. I'm in prayer for this place. And I know, there is a place for us in God. We can be high. You know, the devil won't be able to reach us. And we can make it whatever happened in this life. We already have our mindset that we receive Jesus. We know Him as our King. You know, Esther keep trusting that, knowing that the king loved her above of all the ladies, all the women that was around. And she was the one that the king loveth with all of his heart. We know our king loveth us with all of his heart. And we are going to continue to serve him. We don't want to do anything that will, you know, make him offended, make him suffer. You know, you can make Jesus suffer, you know, if by the thing you do, by the way you act. And we're not going to do that. We know better than that today. We know that we cover under His grace. His grace will keep us from many, 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 many things. you know, that we wouldn't be participate in, because we know we are serving the good God. Appreciate Brother Gordon. Appreciate this church. Appreciate your people. And keep praying for us. We're not there yet. We have a long way to go. But we know if we remain under the grace of God, we will make it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Praise the Lord.